Welcome to day number 61. We are up to Perachas Mishnah Dalid, and we're really in the final home stretch of Maseches Peah. There are only 3 days left, and that includes today. So Mishnah Dalid is really a direct continuation of Mishnah Gimel that we learned yesterday. I do urge you to listen to yesterday's recording to get a more robust background, but the basic background is this. When it comes to an ani who's an ama aretz, someone who's unlearned in some of the finer details of halacha, even though the fact that they're unlearned might make them untrustworthy in certain areas of halacha, they absolutely are believed to say that the produce that they're holding right now is something that they got as one of the matnos aniyim. So the wheat that they're holding, they picked up from leket shich arpeya, or they received it as meister ani, someone gave it to them as part of the tithe we give to the poor. They are believed to say that that's where it came from, and therefore all of that produce would be exempt from further trumos and maestros. But the Mishnah said that is only true if the thing that they're holding, it's actually likely that did come from Matnas Aniyim. If the type of food that they're holding would make sense that it would have been one of the gifts to the poor. So our Mishnah is going to continue giving examples of things that either was likely or is not likely to be given as a gift to the poor and therefore would impact the trustworthiness of the ani. Says Mishnah Dalet, Ne'emanim al yerek chai, if a ani is holding raw vegetables and says these came from a tithe, these came from Maiser Ani, we do believe them because that's how Maiser Ani was given. But they would not be believed if they had cooked vegetables and they said that they were given these cooked vegetables as Maiser Ani, because that was extremely unlikely, right? It was common that when you're in a field, a farmer would separate tithes right then from the raw vegetables and give those tithes to the poor. So it would be in the form of raw vegetables. It would be extremely unlikely that a farmer would bring in all of the produce, cook it all, and then separate Maiser from then and give it to the poor. That just didn't happen. Ella imkein ha'ilo davar mu'ad, unless it was a very small amount. It was a very small amount of cooked vegetables. Shekein derech balabayis liyos motzi milfaso, because it was possible that if it was a very small amount, that yeah, the balabayis may have forgotten to give Maiser Ani from that amount, right? He gave from this entire crop. He gave Maiser Ani from all of it. But then as he's cooking a dish, he realizes, oh my gosh, I don't think I gave Maiser Ani from this. So he separates some of the cooked vegetables and gives that to the Ani. That's possible. But it is extremely unlikely that all of the Maiser Ani would have been first cooked, because that doesn't make any sense. You separate in the field. You don't bring it all into your house, go through the effort of cooking it all, and then give it to the Ani. So it really depends on how big the, how large the quantity is of the cooked vegetables. By the way, this is all if the Ani says that I received it cooked. But if the Ani says that I received it raw and I myself cooked it, the Ani says, then we absolutely believe the Ani no matter the amount, and it is totally exempt from tithes. That is Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey. Now we're going to discuss what's the minimum amount that we can give to an Ani when it comes to Maiser Ani, when it comes to this tithe that we give them in the third and sixth year. You might say, wait a second, we know the amount. It's 10%. That's what Maiser means. We separate 10% and we give it to the poor. That's true. But we're talking about after you've already separated the 10%, you bring it to the threshing floor, and then you distribute that 10%, which could have been a lot of produce, you distribute it to different aniyim. What's the minimum amount that you can give to each ani? So we're going to learn that it's based on a pasuk of va'achlu b'sharecha, the aniyim should eat it in their gates, meaning they should eat the maiser ani that you gave them, visaveyu, and they should be satiated. What is the shear? What is the amount for satiation? So the halacha is that it is considered 2 meals worth. So that is the guiding principle of this Mishnah. We're going to see a lot of different measurements that are not going to make so much sense to us, but all of it is trying to figure out, okay, what is considered the minimum? What is considered 2 meals worth of each one of these food items? And depending on the food item, it's going to change. So says the Mishnah, so once they're at the threshing floor and you're giving out your Maiser Ani, we do not give less than a half a kav of wheat and a full kav of barley. Again, for each one, that is the measurement of 2 meals worth. Rabbi Meir, Omer Chatzi Kav, no, the measurement for 2 meals worth is half of a kav of barley. A kav chetzi kusmin would be a kav and a chetzi of spelt, the kav grogros, and it would be a kav of dried figs, o mane devela, or it would be a mane of pressed figs. Mane was a measurement of weight as opposed to volume. Again, each one of these things are just what would it take to have 2 meals worth. Rabbi Kiva Omer, a press. It's not a mane, it's a half a mane of pressed figs. Okay, chatzi log yayin would be a chatzi log of wine. Rabbi Kiva Omer revis, he would say it's a fourth of a lug for wine. Revis shemen, it would be a fourth of a lug of oil. Rabbi Kiva Omer shminis, it would be an eighth, right? All of these is a machlokes of what's considered 2 meals worth. Ushar kol peiros, all of the other produce that perhaps you wouldn't eat in a meal, so you can't really judge how much is 2 meals worth because they wouldn't be meal food. So ama abashu shaul kedei sheyim kareim biyikach behem mazon shtei siudas. Abba Shaul says it's enough that if you were to take that amount and then sell it, you'd have enough money to buy 2 meals worth of food. So again, in all of these cases, it's all about 2 meals worth. That is the minimum amount that you can give to an ani, either an actual produce or an amount that they can sell and buy 2 meals worth of food. In all of these cases, we paskin like the first opinion, the Tanakama, Again, two different opinions as to how much is two meals worth. One gives a larger measurement, one gives a small measurement. So we say, we are machmir, we're stricter, and we say, go with a larger measurement of what's considered two meals, just a plate on the safe side, and we give the aniyim a more generous amount. That is Mishnah Hey, and we'll continue with Mishnah Vav tomorrow.